Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the economic fallout from COVID-19 continues to worsen, many countries are extending their financial support for workers and industries. In the UK, for example, the Chancellor said today that the government will continue to pay furloughed worker salaries up to 80% through October. Here in the US, we're still waiting to find out if more government support is coming, and if so, what it will look like. But the politics are not turning out to be all that predictable. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, a conservative Republican, has a plan that would dramatically increase the federal government's role in solving the employment crisis.
Here's how Hawley's plan would work. Companies affected by COVID-19 could have the federal government cover a big chunk of employees' income, which Hawley says could be up to $50,000 per employee. Hawley says the idea, which many European countries are using to deal with the economic fallout from COVID-19, delivers certainty for employees and employers.
People are getting stir crazy. They want to go back to work, but they're also willing to do their part to break the back of this health epidemic. People being able to say, you know what? Even if I am told I cannot physically go to work, I may not like that. But if I know I'm going to have my job, then, you know, that makes a little difference.
While not as generous, Hawley's plan is in line with what a number of Democrats have also proposed. It's not the first time that Hawley, who was elected to the Senate in 2018 on a socially conservative platform, has broken ranks with the GOP on economic policy. For example, the former Missouri Attorney General has also set his sights on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, saying the tech companies are too big and powerful.
I'm all for the free market, but the free market depends on free and fair competition. And my worry is that that is not what we have now, that we have these companies that have grown so huge that they're exerting monopoly power, market concentration.
That policy agenda doesn't always resonate with conservative activists like Carl Bearden. He's the head of the group United for Missouri.
There's some good basis for things. He points out some good issues, but then when government's the solution, people really start to question that.
But for others, Hawley's reframing of economic issues could be the start of a new kind of populism for Republicans. Jeff Rowe is a Missouri-born political consultant who helped run Senator Ted Cruz's presidential campaign.
To make an impact in the world's most deliberative body, you've got to have a little gumption and be a little rambunctious.
Rowe also says that while some of Hawley's proposals may not sit well with corporate CEOs, they do resonate with a big slice of the GOP base.
He certainly is stirring debate from his kind of trust-busting mentality that he has towards big business. That is a part of the Republican electorate that is active, it's energized.
Whether Hawley's ideas, including his jobs proposal, will make it far is an open question. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other prominent Republicans have balked at the idea of expensive new initiatives in the next phase of coronavirus legislation. Hawley is unfazed.
We're not going to have an economy to open up if nobody has jobs. And my own view is, as we shift towards recovery, as we move towards economic recovery, our focus needs to be on jobs.
Hawley added that the best case for ambitious proposals could be the tens of millions of people out of work, many of whom are looking for Congress to act. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.